Good morning. We welcome you to St. Patrick's Cathedral. This is the 18th week in Ordinary Time. It is the memorial of St. Dominic Priest. Our celebrant for today's Mass is Monsignor Joseph Lamorte, the Vicar General of the Archdiocese of New York, and this Mass is being said for John Otto.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, number 770, Take Up Thy Cross, number 770.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. May Saint Dominic come to the help of your church by his merits and teaching, O Lord. And may he, who was an outstanding preacher of your truth, be a devoted intercessor on our behalf. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth. Ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, with his strong hand, outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? All this you were allowed to see, that you might know the Lord is God and there is no other. Out of the heavens he let you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard him speaking out of the fire. For the love of your fathers, he chose their descendants and personally led you out of Egypt by his great power, driving out of your way nations greater and mightier than you, so as to bring you in and to make their land your heritage as it is today. This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on the earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments, which I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I remember your wonders of old. And I meditate on your works, your exploits I ponder. I remember the deeds of the Lord. O God, your way is holy. What great God is there like our God? You are the God who works wonders. Among the peoples you have made known your power. I remember the deeds of the Lord. With your strong arm you redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. You led your people like a flock under the care of Moses and Aaron. I remember the deeds of the Lord.
Gospel
word. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. So today you heard at the beginning of the announcement that we are observing a memorial of St. Dominic. As I pointed out the other day when we observed the memorial of St. John Vianney, St. Dominic is another saint that's sort of close to me. And the reason for that, and I give them credit, those heroic women, the Dominican Sisters of Sparkhill, who taught me and my classmates all the way through from kindergarten until eighth grade. And I would say, and I give them the credit, that it was the influence of the sisters, the Dominican Sisters of Sparkhill, and even my own parish priests when I was growing up, that helped me to come to the altar today, all these years, 44 years of priesthood, wonderful, wonderful experiences. So tribute to the Dominican Sisters of Sparkhill and the Dominicans all throughout the world. Today's a unique day for them. The gospel story about the cost of discipleship reminds me of something that I read about the financier J.P. Morgan, famous throughout the world and in our country, and particularly here in New York. It is alleged that J.P. Morgan said, "If you have to ask how much something costs, then you probably can't afford it." Now, he wasn't talking about anything spiritual. It was all within the financial world. But given today's gospel, as the Lord begins his teaching among the people, and as he emphasizes with them the cost of discipleship, we have to take a rather hard look at whether or not you and I can afford it. Brothers and sisters, we come to the Lord now with our prayers, trusting that he knows all of our needs. And so we pray for the church, that the Lord will bless her mission to proclaim the gospel for the salvation of souls. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that the Holy Spirit will inspire them as they enact policies which uphold the sanctity of human life from conception to natural death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are seeking meaningful employment, that God will guide them in their search and provide for their needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us who are gathered here, that we may learn to love one another just as Christ has loved us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who have died in faith, that the Father will welcome them into his heavenly kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, receive our petitions and grant them in your mercy as we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, pray that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Attend mercifully to the prayers we offer you, O Lord, by the intercession of Saint Dominic. And through the great power of this sacrifice, strengthen by the protection of your grace all those who champion the faith. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of Saint Dominic you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. body of Christ.
Our communion hymn is number 506, Deck Thyself, My Soul with Gladness, number 506.
Body of Christ. Let us pray. May your church, O Lord, receive with wholehearted reverence the power of this heavenly sacrament by which we have been nourished on the commemoration of Saint Dominic. And may your church, having flourished by means of his preaching, be helped through his intercession through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. We go forth singing number 575. I sing the mighty power of God, number 575.